looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
It's 3:09. Well, a lot of you are probably tuned in doing the school run right now and slowing down to 40 kilometres an hour. Well, how would you like it if you had to drive a maximum of 30 k's an hour in built-up areas 24 hours a day? Well, that's what's happening in the Liverpool CBD in our southwest under a new trial by Transport for New South Wales. Now, I would have thought they've got better things to be doing than pinging drivers for doing 32. I mean, this is outrageous. Imagine if you had 1 point left on your licence and you're pinged in the Liverpool CBD for doing 31 or 32 kilometres an hour. And it doesn't stop there. These speed limits could be rolled out right across the city. Now, just have a look at some of the feedback from locals on the Liverpool City Facebook page this afternoon. Jennifer says, quote, "I think it causes drivers to be too focused on their speedo rather than focused on the pedestrians around them." Vicky says, "Absolutely ridiculous. Never have I seen a 30-kilometre zone anywhere else. Absolute joke." So what do you make of this? Would you be keen to slow down to 30 kilometres an hour in your local area, like the government wants you to in Liverpool? 131873 is the open line number. You can send us a text on 0460 873 873. Email drive@2gb.com. But first, Ned Mannoon is the Mayor of Liverpool, and he joins me live on the line. Mayor, welcome back to the program.
G'day, Jim.
Well, this just sounds absurd. Why is Transport for New South Wales making drivers in your area slow down to 30 kilometres an hour?
Mate, this is exactly, it's insane. When I put my hand up to election, I said, I'm going to go out there and fight to get rid of this 30 kilometre speed limit. And that's what we're doing. Road safety is a very important thing, and I think that's what they're trying to achieve. But as you just said, right, and many people say this, that it's actually making things unsafer because you're spending more time having a look at your speedo rather than actually looking at the road.
Well, your Facebook page has been absolutely swamped by locals. I've just mentioned a couple of Jennifer, Vicky. But, I mean, what else has been the reaction from your local ratepayers?
Mate, 6:30 this morning in the gym, people were coming up to me saying to me, I saw your Facebook post, I got fined for going out there, I'm a good driver, I've never seen this before in my life. We've had bus drivers who pride themselves on having a good driving record. You can see their comments on the Facebook page. They drive in the inner west, there's a lot of pedestrians there, and she got pinged herself, right? This is causing more distraction and creating less safety, and we need to get it changed immediately.
Okay, just on the text line, Mike has just said, Jim, Manly is all at 30 kilometres an hour. Well, I wasn't aware of that on the northern beaches. Again, if it's happening in your area, let us know. 131873 is the open line number. But just what justification, Mayor, are they using, this is Transport for New South Wales, to bring this trial in the Liverpool CBD?
So this was done before I was mayor, and what happened, from my understanding and the research, is they think that this is a way to make things, I think they're calling it active transport, to improve active transport. Now, I don't know what that means, but I think, you know, walking or catching, they should be using basic language. So their view is that, oh, look, let's do this trial. We had it during COVID when there was basically nobody on the streets, and they think it's going to make things safer. I would welcome anyone to come down to Liverpool and try going 30 Ks and actually see what it does. It actually, I know it sounds funny, but it's actually harder because we're not used to doing it. We're creatures of habit. When we go through school zones, we're used to going through 40 Ks.
Yeah.
And it's funny, some people go through our school zones and think they should speed up to 40 Ks. So it's just nonsense. And I tell you what, if this becomes permanent in Liverpool, this will happen all throughout Sydney.
Do you think they'll extend the trial after this?
Look, we've had really good conversations with the Minister, Natalie Ward. She's been very receptive. She inherited this. And what we want now, and my message to everybody out there, whether you're in Liverpool or not Liverpool, whether you've driven through Big Street, go to Liverpool Listens, go to our Facebook page and put your feedback in. There is a process we need to go through. We've got to provide the data and the reasons of why we think this trial has been unsuccessful. And through through proper facts and figures, we should be able to get this changed.
Okay, so will you fight the state government on this ridiculous trial? And what's your dialogue been like with Transport for New South Wales?
Oh, 100%. And look, I said during the election, I said, I want to get rid of this. I've been working on it. It's part of my 100-day plan. We've been working on it. We've met with the minister. We're talking to Transport. Yes, there's a bit of they have a bit of reluctance to it. But we're saying, let's look at the data. Let's look at the facts. And the facts are saying, you know, this is revenue raising. It is too challenging and it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, okay. I'm just also getting this information through that Maruya on the south coast has some streets at 30 Ks as well. Absolute joke. That's on the text line. Dave, the bus driver, says, Mayor, Jim, speed limits at Liverpool. Just be cautious. It's a hospital, a medical area where the 30 Ks are. Is that the case or is it right across the Liverpool area in the CBD?
I've got a ring road, and on the ring road, I've got a 50k speed limit, a 40k speed limit, a 30k speed limit. Right, so it's around there. But guess what? Whether you're driving 30 or 40 k's, the reality is, if someone's looking on their phone and not paying attention to the road, you're going to have an issue. So that's happening. But the reality is, we haven't really seen much of a difference. The data has happened, and it has been happening during COVID. Nobody was on our streets during COVID. So does that mean we have to have another 2-year trial because now things are back to normal?
Yeah.
I think we just have to get back to common sense, and especially on Big Street. If you're trying to drive through Liverpool, it is too challenging.
Okay, so school pick up now, 2:30 till 4 o'clock. What happens with the 40 zone in Liverpool then? Under this trial, what is it, 30 kilometres an hour?
It's a 30 kilometre zone. Right, and to make it even worse, there's a speed camera right there in front of the school, a permanent speed camera. And the amount of people that have been pinged by it, they keep on telling me. And you can see the comments there. It's a significant amount of people because they're not used to it. This is not common.
It's crazy. It's just whoever's thought this is a bright idea. I mean, fair income. It's I'm all for the 40k school zones, 100%. But 30k is just over the top. Mayor, thanks for your time this afternoon.
No worries, Jim, and come for a drive for Liverpool and see actually how hard it is yourself one day, and you'll realise what we're talking about.
I love Liverpool. I love our southwest, so yeah, I'll do that. Good on you. And for 30k a zone, it'll take me a year to get through there, but anyway, good on you. Thanks, Mayor.
Cheers. Thank you.
That's Liverpool Mayor Ned Manoon. 131873 is the number. Give me a call. Have your say. I mean, you're happy with a 30-kilometre-hour speed limit. It's too slow for mine. I think it does more harm than good. I mean, at what point do you just ban cars? I mean, 30Ks is just ridiculous. 131873 is that number again. Send me a text on 0460 873 873. It's 16 past three.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.